Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Naubin Pradhan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted that India is emerging as a global leader in space aviation convergence. Addressing the International Air Transport Association, IATA's 81st Annual General Meeting and plenary session of World Air Transport Summit at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday, the Prime Minister remarked that civil aviation sector has witnessed historic advancements over the past decade which are well recognized.
ये कार्यक्रम चार दशक बाद भारत में हो रहा है. इन चार दशकों में भारत में बहुत कुछ बदल चुका है. आज का भारत पहले से कहीं ज्यादा आत्मविश्वास से भरा हुआ है. ग्लोबल एविएशन इकोसिस्टम में हम न केवल एक विशाल मार्केट है बल्कि पॉलिसी लीडरशिप, इनोवेशन और इंक्लूसिव डेवलपमेंट के प्रतीक भी है.
Mr. Modi said that the success of the Udaan scheme is a golden chapter in Indian civil aviation, and now India has become the world's third largest domestic aviation market. He underscored India's role in the global aviation ecosystem, not only as a vast market but also as a symbol of policy leadership, innovation and inclusive development. Speaking on the occasion, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu said that the government is committed to develop 50 more airports in the next 5 years in the country. The International Air Transport Association event, which commenced on Sunday, will culminate today. National Council of Educational Research and Training, NCERT, has taken action against criminals involved in manufacture, distribution and sale of pirated NCERT textbooks. Adopting a zero-tolerance policy towards piracy, NCERT has seized more than 5 lakh copies of pirated NCERT textbooks, a huge quantity of printing paper and machinery worth more than 20 crore rupees. NCERT has also registered 29 FIRs against printers, warehouse owners and retailers of pirated NCERT textbooks. As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. Each day, we explore a new aspect of yoga to help energize your body, calm your mind, and uplift your spirit. This morning, we will get to know the sequence of asana, postures, and pranayama, breath control. Asanas should be performed before pranayama to prepare the body and mind for deeper breathing practices. Yogic practices should follow a specific order. Start with kriyas, meaning cleansing techniques, to purify the body, then move to asanas to stabilize and strengthen the body, followed by pranayama to regulate the breath and calm the mind, and finally meditation to achieve mental clarity and spiritual insight. This sequence ensures a holistic approach to physical, mental and spiritual well-being. The National Board of Examinations in Medical Sciences, NBEMS, has postponed the NEET PG 2025 examination, which was earlier scheduled for 15th of this month. Complying with the Supreme Court order, NBEMS has decided to conduct NEET PG 2025 in a single shift. The board has said that the examination has been postponed to arrange for more test centers and required infrastructure. It added that the revised date for conduct of NEET PG will be notified shortly. The movement of heavy vehicles not more than 6 wheels bound for Manipur has been restricted beyond Patkai Junction, Chumukedema, until further notice. The Commissioner of Police Dimapur has informed that the restrictions were imposed to prevent traffic congestion and to mitigate public inconvenience along the stretch between Chate Bridge and Kohima. The Commissioner requested all concerned commercial vehicle operators and the public to cooperate and comply in the interest of public safety and smooth traffic management. And India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority in an advisory warned that heavy to very heavy rainfall expected in several parts of the state will pose risk of flash floods. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.